The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, before we go, I want to take a few minutes to check in with a man of many talents, Paul Muldoon. Paul is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, the author of more than 30 collections. He's a professor at Princeton University, and he was for many years at the BBC in Belfast. And I know Paul because he's been my colleague, the poetry editor for The New Yorker, for the past decade. So I figured it was worth seeing what he's paying attention to lately.
What have you got? You've got a few morsels for us around town.
These are very much morsels, or more so, in fact, I think, would be the place to begin with this first one, and that is at two manifestations of the great Georges Seurat. And over at the Metropolitan Museum, we have Seurat's Circus Sideshow. Try saying that after a gin and tonic. And this is, of course, a really brilliant exhibition. It gives the background to this painting with the hinterland of the painting, as it were, from the many, many works of art that through the 19th century had focused on the circus and on various sideshows in the French tradition, of course, and beyond. It's a beautifully constructed exhibition.
This is the painter that I was most fascinated when I was a little kid, and my grandmother would take me to the Met on the sheer handiwork of doing all those dots. Look at that painting.
It's absolutely brilliant. And he painted so few paintings, actually. It's extraordinary that his reputation rests on so few paintings. Related to that in some way, in a not perhaps obvious way, is the new selected poems of Robert Lowell.
Paul, why was a new selected poems necessary for Robert Lowell, and what does this new edition add?
Well, you know, it is Robert Lowell's centenary year. This is 1917, the year he was born. Lowell is much in the air at the moment, but actually, frankly, he's been somewhat out of favor.
He's not taught much.
Who knows what's taught these days? I mean, a few years ago, I asked my students who purport to be interested in poetry whether or not they'd read Life Studies. There were 10 of them, I believe.
A great collection of Lowell's.
One of them had heard of Life Studies. None of them had read it. And I suppose I'm astonished to think that that's possible. But Robert Lowell himself, I think, is making a comeback. And one of the poems I absolutely adore by Robert Lowell, which is not, alas, in this collection, is The Drinker, which ends up with this image of two cops on horseback clop through the April rain to check the parking meter violations, their oil skins yellow as forsythia. A beautiful, beautiful image that connects him with the visual art there.
And Paul, you've got a third, I'll bet.
You know, number three is a little item called No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
You know, I was very sad, as I'm sure you were and so many were, to see the passing of the extraordinary Chuck Berry, a man I had the privilege of seeing. I don't know if you ever saw
him. I did 20 years ago. Yeah, so he was a mere stripling of 70 at that time.
A mere youth. I saw him about 10 years ago in his club out in St. Louis.
Oh, lucky you.
And, you know, he was still... His duck walk was not exactly...
It was more like a goose.
Still, what a character.
You've played in bands. You play Chuck Berry songs?
I would love to be able to play anything involving more than four chords.
That's already jazz, as Lou Reed said.
But, you know, I would hesitate, particularly in your presence, David Rimnick, to describe myself as a guitar player.
Paul, thank you so much. It's wonderful to see you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Paul Muldoon, the New Yorker's poetry editor.
That's all, folks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.